All right, so who is Eben Byers? In November of 1927, Eben Byers, a wealthy industrialist, was returning from the annual Harvard-Yale football game. The Yalies really gave it to the Crimson this year.
Is that what they call them?
The Yalies. I don't have any idea. I think Harvard is the Crimson.
But man, what is Yale's mascot?
Bulldog?
I think it is the Bulldog. Yale Bulldogs. Yeah, that's right.
Handsome Dan. He's a Bulldog.
Byers was especially proud as a Yale alumnus. A Yaley. It says it's not clear whether the celebratory atmosphere aboard the train or Byers' reputation as a ladies' man had anything to do with it, but sometime during this trip, he fell out of his upper sleeping berth and injured his arm in some way. Bad bruise, whatever. Okay. That's unclear.
It's terrible.
Now, the injury couldn't be fussed with because it was ruining his golf game. He's a ladies' man. He loves golf. He's messing with his golf game and his love life.
Oh, man.
So he visited one doctor after another, but no one could ease his pain. He traveled all the way to Pittsburgh, where a doctor there said, try Radithor.
Okay. Radithor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe they pronounced it Radithor, like radium. It's a patent medicine, which consisted little more than the element radium in distilled water.
Okay.
Sounds safe.
Yeah, give it
broken arm?
A little radiation.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Okay.
Radithor was a product of the... This is crazy. Radithor was a product of the Bailey Radium Laboratory of East Orange, New Jersey, founded by Dr., air quotes, William Bailey, a Harvard dropout. Oh, looks like the Crimson gets the last laugh in this one. Spoiler alert. A Harvard dropout who falsely claimed to have a medical degree from the University of Vienna.
Prestigious.
Oh, yeah. Good idea, though. Nobody would be able to check.
In 1915, Dr. William Bailey had served jail time for mail fraud. A few years later, after a stint peddling strychnine, the big ingredient in, rat poison, he was selling that as an aphrodisiac under the brand name Lazygose for Superb Manhood.
Okay.
He began selling Radithor as pure sunshine in a bottle.
Well, this guy really liked to sell things that would poison you.
What is he, Dr. Oz?
man.
No kidding.
Like, if you're going to sell a snake oil, man, at least make it so it doesn't kill people.
I know.
Just put some sand in a bucket or something.
Yeah, smash
Steve, can
some
I interest you in pure sunshine in a bottle?
Yep, of course you can.
My God.
He claimed it would cure more than 150 different ailments.
Yeah, it'll kill you.
That's the best thing when you find a super cure, like a cancer potion.
Uh-huh.
It's going to get rid of so many things, like breathing, vision. Well, drinking radioactive water to improve health may sound crazy today, but in the 20s, when people didn't know as much about radiation, it made sense to them. That seems crazy still. But I'm sure there's something we're doing now that someone 100 years from now, people will read an article and go, then people in 2022 thought, 5-hour energy is something I need. It's energy in a tiny bottle. Let me post it on something called Snapchat.
Yeah, before it was a propulsion to get us to Pluto, people drank Red Bull.
Yeah. When the waters were found to be mildly radioactive due to the presence of dissolved radon gas in the water,
They doubled down and drank more.
I accidentally skipped a sentence. People had long wondered what gave natural hot springs their supposed healing properties, because people did believe that then. So when the waters were found to be mildly radioactive due to the presence of dissolved radon gas in the water, they took that as an explanation that something slightly filled with radiation is good for you.
Mm.
That's a big leap between the A and B, but that's how it works. It wasn't just the quacks who thought radiation was good for you. In the article, The American Journal of Clinical Medicine, Dr. C.G. Davis claimed radioactivity prevents insanity, rouses noble emotions, retards old age, and creates a splendid, youthful, joyous life. Oh, those people with radiation always look so spry.
Mm. Well, yeah, you're just prancing around all high and weird.
So, Eben Byers continued to drink it.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to get better with his arm.
Yeah, you've got to.
There were all sorts of things like that. The radioactivity in the spring water was what made it beneficial. The thinking went then water that had gone flat could be recharged by irradiating it. They were selling, like, SodaStream, but instead of, like, putting bubbles in, it put radiation in. You could buy the Zimmer Radium Emanator, which then dunked a bucket of water. When dunked in a bucket of water, would put radiation in it.
Okay.
You could store your water in a Revigator water crock made from radioactive ore. Companies didn't stop with water. They sold radioactive hair tonic, face cream, toothpaste for a glowing smile, blankets, soap, candy, chocolate bars, earplugs, hearing aids, laxative contraceptives, and other products all credited with curing everything from pimples to high blood pressure, arthritis, gout, constipation, and chronic diarrhea, many of those which are symptoms of radiation poisoning.
Not enough things still sold with tonic in them.
Like, gin and tonic. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
That's the only one.
What's something else?
It's hard to believe that the life expectancy in that era was about 53. Isn't that crazy? Right. I just looked it up. Yeah. Like our age, almost. Like barely older than we are.
My kids would finally be right that I'm old and about to die.
That's insane.
By the way, Dr. Bill Bailey wasn't going to stop with the radithor radium water. He also sold radioactive flu and cold medicines. An athletic supporter called a radio endocrinator, which he claimed would cure impotence.
This man loved radiation.
He did. Well, Byers kept on drinking radithor into the early 30s when he began losing weight and suffering aches and pains all over his body.
God, he was doing it that long?
More radithor, please.
he's just getting a tolerance.
Were soon followed by blinding headaches and terrible pain in his jaw. It wasn't until his bones started breaking and his teeth started falling out that he realized he was suffering from something more severe than, quote, inflamed sinuses the doctors had kept telling him he had.
Yeah, so he's an atomic bomb now.
His bones started breaking in half while he was walking. They weren't sure what was wrong with him. It didn't become clear until x-rays of his deteriorating jaw were sent to a radiologist in New York. That radiologist was familiar with the case of the radium girls, factory workers who had died after ingesting the radium and glow-in-the-dark paint while painting watch dials during World War I. Boy, it's not a girl band. It's not.
The Radium Girls?
It should be, though.
I mean, yeah. That
would have been a great Cold War instead of the Go-Go's.
Yeah, good punk band.
When the radiologist learned that Byers had consumed as many as 1,500 bottles of radithor since 1927, his diagnosis, like Byers' fate, was sealed. Hmm. Byers became known as the Radioactive Man. That's not good.
No.
Radithor been made with radon gas dissolved in water, like the waters in natural hot springs, he probably would have been okay. But radithor wasn't made with radon. It was made with radium, a different radioactive element. Radium's half-life isn't 3.8 days like radon. That's where the effects are cut in half. Mm-hmm. The half-life for radium is a little longer than 3.8 days.
Okay.
At 1,600 years.
Is that bad?
He's still extraordinarily radioactive wherever he's buried now. Hopefully a concrete sarcophagus.
Yeah, I assume. Yeah, some sort of a deep tomb. Huh.
Even worse, because radium is chemically similar to calcium. Instead of passing through the body in a day or two, which would have limited the amount of harm it caused, it accumulates in the bones, where radiation it gives off destroys the surrounding bone marrow, blood cells, and tissue, which is why his bones were breaking and teeth were falling out. They're being destroyed by radiation from the inside.
But how was his golf game?
Sounds like it was really clicking.
Did his arm feel better?
Yeah, I mean.
He ended up testifying in front of Congress and other parts of the government to get it removed from sale. His death ended up probably saving a lot of people because it ended up being like the famous case that caught attention, even though it had happened to a lot of other people. But it all started with the defeat of Harvard by the Yale Bulldogs and a celebratory bounce on the top bunk.
Boy, that is just too bad.
It is. That is a rough end of the life there.
But I don't know. It seemed like it wasn't really the end. That was just kind of the middle of his life. He lived so much longer after that.
Yeah,
in that time, 5 or 6 years was 10% of your life. Yeah. So, yeah, things are looking good.
Yeah, he made a difference.